Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this morning, Glee star Darren Criss will return to Broadway this fall in the new musical Maybe Happy Ending, directed by Tony winner Michael Arden. Maybe Happy Ending is a rare songbird found on Broadway these days, a completely original musical not based on any pre-existing intellectual property. It follows a pair of robots striking up a relationship and falling in love in a futuristic Seoul, South Korea. The show premiered in Seoul in 2016. It was later tinkered with and translated to English, receiving its North American premiere at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta in early 2020, just weeks before the COVID-19 pandemic took hold. Helen J. Shen will play Criss's love interest. This marks her Broadway debut. She can currently be seen off-Broadway in the musical The Lonely Few. Also appearing in the company will be Des Durant, a former finalist on The Voice, making his Broadway debut. Full casting will be announced later. Maybe Happy Ending features a score and book by Broadway newcomers Will Aronson and Hugh Park. Its lead producers are Jeffrey Richards and Hunter Arnold. It is being capitalized for over $18 million, according to the New York Times. Previews begin September 18th. Opening night is October 17th at the Belasco Theater. A ticket on sale date will also be announced in the coming days. In Broadway casting news, Hadestown has announced its next little songbird. Maya Rafiko will make her Broadway debut as Eurydice in The Long Runner beginning July 2nd. Rafiko is best known for playing Noah Olivar in the HBO Max series Pretty Little Liars: Original Sin. Its second season premiered just last week on the streaming service. Eurydice is currently being played by Issa Briones, who departs the cast on June 30th. That day also marks the final performances of her father, John, who plays Hermes, and Annie DeFranco, the current Persephone. Their replacements will be announced later. Hadestown celebrates its five-year anniversary at the Walter Kerr Theater. Hell's Kitchen will release its original Broadway cast recording on June 7th. The news was revealed by composer Alicia Keys on the Today Show this morning. The Broadway company was also there to perform three songs from the 13-time Tony-nominated musical on Rockefeller Plaza. The album, featuring new arrangements of Keys' hits by Tom Kitt and Adam Blackstone, as well as a few new songs written for the production, is now available to pre-save on Spotify and Apple Music. Hell's Kitchen is currently running at the Schubert Theater. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, May 12th. Most of this season's new shows started reaping the benefits of the Tony nominations announced 2 weeks ago. Nine productions saw the highest grosses of their entire run so far. The revival of Cabaret, starring Eddie Redmayne, grossed over $2 million for the first time last week at the August Wilson Theater. Hell's Kitchen made it past $1.5 million at the Schubert, and Stereophonic grossed over $680,000 at the Golden. Both productions are up for a season-high tying 13 Tonys. The Outsiders, nominated for 12, hit seven figures for the first time in its run at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater. Many other shows, both new and familiar, saw six-figure increases at their box office from the previous week, including The Great Gatsby, Suffs, The Notebook, The Wiz, Wicked, Aladdin, and Juliet, MJ, and Lampika in its penultimate week at the Long Acre. Broadway's cumulative gross went up 3% from the previous week, as 14 of its 34 running shows made at least $1 million, and 22 played to at least 90% capacity audiences. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.